consider yourself that much closer to the world's hardest language, pop-up Chinese.
Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese. I'm Brendan.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Echo.
And every 5 to 10 years, there's a secret gathering in Beijing.
Hmm.
Roads get blocked off.
Mm-hmm.
Vendors get pulled off the streets. Security is increased all over town.
Mm-hmm.
People get their IDs checked on the subway.
Mm-hmm. 然后外国人的签证受到限制.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That is the subject of today's intermediate dialogue.
Mm-hmm. 今天我们来了很多的新面孔，但是这也给我们带来了很多的不便。 图书馆里所有的海明威都被借光了，图书大厦里的也都卖完了。对，这意味着你们中的很多人坏了读书俱乐部的头两条规矩。第一条规矩是什么？不能谈起读书俱乐部。第二条呢？不能谈起读书俱乐部。好。
现在我们探讨一下太阳照常升起的主题和象征意义。好像还是挺文明的理由，挺有文化的理由。Well,
you know, that's what happens in a smoothly functioning meritocracy like China.
对，我们是有5000年这个文化历史的国家。5,000
years of book club.
没错。
今天我们来了很多的新面孔。今天我们来了很多的新面孔。I
see a lot of new faces here today.
注意他这个地方不是说来了很多新脸，来了很多新面孔。今天我们来了很多的新面孔，但是这也给我们带来了很多的不便。
But this is causing many problems.
而且他这个地方说的很含蓄，是吧？很多不便。Yeah, 不便
is, you see it mostly in apologies.
它就是方便的反义词，其实。Yeah,
it's inconvenience.
但是这也给我们带来了很多的不便。图书馆里所有的海明威都被借光了。
图书馆里所有的海明威都被借光了。All of the Hemingway's been checked out of the library.
图书馆里所有的海明威都被借光了。图书大厦里的也都卖完了。图书大厦里的也都卖完了。And
it's sold out of the
图书大厦。
Which is this massive, like, six-story bookstore on Xidan.
Xidan, 对，这是北京最大的书店。I
think it's one of the biggest in the world. But anyway, the point is, they're sold out of Hemingway.
图书大厦里的也都卖完了。对，这意味着你们中的很多人坏了读书俱乐部的头两条规矩。对，这意味着你们中的很多人
And that means that many among you have broken the first two rules of book club.
坏了规矩.
Right, which is technically wrong.
对，因为坏是一个形容词.
Yeah, but in underworld slang,
黑话.
You can say, you know, so and so, 坏了规矩.
你坏了规矩.
第一条规矩是什么？不能谈起读书俱乐部。第一条规矩是什么？What
is the first rule?
不能谈起读书俱乐部。Do
not talk about book club.
第二条呢？不能谈起读书俱乐部。第二条呢？Rule
number two.
不能谈起读书俱乐部。Do
not talk about book club.
好，现在我们探讨一下太阳照常升起的主题和象征意义。
好，现在我们探讨一下 太阳照常升起的主题和象征意义。
Very well. Now let's begin our discussion of the themes.
主题
And symbolism.
象征意义
Of the sun also rises.
太阳照常升起。
今天我们来了很多的新面孔，但是这也给我们带来了很多的不便。图书馆里所有的海明威都被借光了，
图书大厦里的也都卖完了。
对，这意味着你们中的很多人坏了读书俱乐部的头两条规矩。第一条规矩是什么？不能谈起读书俱乐部。第二条呢？不能谈起读书俱乐部。好，现在我们探讨一下太阳照常升起的主题和象征意义。
So our Chinese book club here is talking about Hemingway.
我觉得海明威真是就是莫名其妙的在中国很火。我大概知道原因，就是因为在我们的这个中学的书里有这个《老人与海》。
Yeah, well, that's in everybody's high school textbooks, I think. But, you know, recently, ever since Mo Yan won the Nobel, I've been getting a lot of people asking me what Chinese writers they should check out. And so I thought we could talk a bit about that. Who's good and why are they good?
没问题。比如说我们一直说的，对吧？我一直很喜欢这个三毛。
Yeah, when you say woman, you do not actually mean woman.
Okay.
You.
Well, top of tower.
Yeah.
就是这个台湾女作家三毛，我们现在就不再多说了，对吧？因为大家已经大概了解。还有我觉得跟她比较风格相近的也是一个台湾的男的作家，叫刘墉。然后呢也是那种就是语言上很简单，深入浅出。还有呢他不完全是一个作家，就是吉米。
Oh, yeah,
台湾的这个
Jimmy's really cute, yeah.
非常好，就是他每一个都是一幅画，是一个漫画作家。
Yeah, he does these things which are, they're sort of like picture books for grown-ups.
对，没错，非常非常好，有很深的意思也是。有一个图片，然后下面可能有很简短的几句话。
Yeah, just like one sentence per, I mean, they really are like picture books.
对，可以回味一下这种。
Yeah, there was actually...There's at least one romantic comedy based on his books.
叫什么？
向
左走，向右走。
Yeah,
which is 好像还有一个地下铁，也是。
They made a movie of that?
对。
Oh, wow.
有梁咏琪什么的。
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, Jimmy is really worth checking out, and you can find his stuff pretty much everywhere.
对。
Anyway, we've gotten slightly far afield. That's the end of our book club discussion for today.
We're going to take you... 就我们的这个泡泡。读书俱乐部
We'll take you back to the secret Politburo book club in a moment、and then we'll come back with some closing thoughts.
今天我们来了很多的新面孔，但是这也给我们带来了很多的不便。图书馆里所有的海明威都被借光了，
图书大厦里的也都卖完了。
对，这意味着你们中的很多人坏了读书俱乐部的头两条规矩。第一条规矩是什么？不能谈起读书俱乐部。第二条呢？不能谈起读书俱乐部。好，现在我们探讨一下太阳照常升起的主题和象征意义。
From Beijing, I'm Brandon.
我是 Echo.
Thanks for listening.
我们网上见吧，拜拜。